We live in a dangerous day, friends. Right before the return of Christ, where the apostate church in America lies fast asleep on the pillows of conformity and compromise, most church folks today don't know what salvation is, nor do they know the Savior from sin. Today, we are paying the price for watering down the gospel message in an effort to grow our churches. We hire pastors today who look good in the pulpit, but who have no authority from heaven. The mega church is a mega mistake, and I believe there are some pastors up in heaven right now who were big shots within their denomination that if given the opportunity to come back to earth for a little time, the first thing they'd do would be to get a box of matches and burn their big church to the ground. I believe we lost sight of the purpose of the church when we all got on the bandwagon of the purpose-driven church. We fooled ourselves into believing bigger was better in regard to our denominational churches. So we have a campus today a mile long and a church aisle a mile wide that accommodates folks into the broad way of life by making it easy for them to make a profession of faith, join the church, put a little money in the plate while they live to please their sinful flesh, and we call that salvation. We have diluted the gospel message of all its saving power by removing the teeth out of it. We no longer preach about the scandal of the cross or the bloody sacrifice that suffered and died there for sin in the person of the Lord Christ. We don't bother to preach the Lordship of Christ because we won't preach against sin. We won't make any mention about the cost of discipleship and following a crucified Savior. And we don't preach disturbing sermons because we don't want to offend anybody, especially our good deacons. We refuse to call sinners to repentance. And we won't preach on hell, but we make it awful easy for folks to go there because the day we broaden the way of salvation, we broaden our church aisle into a driveway to hell. We wanted to have bragging rights within our denomination, so we built the biggest campus to prove how successful our ministry was, and we run our churches like big corporations, while our churches are full of baptized rebels, full of themselves, and who rest upon rotten plank boards of false assurance from a empty religious profession. While the multitudes that comprise our congregations sit in our sanctuaries, singing about the glorious garden of heaven, they will never get the smell because they're sitting in pews on a trap door to hell.